Secrets to Real Estate Investing, episode 123.
Welcome to the Secrets of Real Estate Investing Show, where you'll learn powerful strategies from top experts to take your investments to the next level. Here's your host and expert real estate investor, Holly McCann.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Secrets to Real Estate Investing. I'm your host, Holly McCann, and we have with us today a gentleman who believes in networking very much like me, but he's taking it to a whole new level. I'm really excited for him to tell you about his new platform, moreandmorenetwork.com, of how he's bringing people in various aspects of the real estate investing world together. His name is Saeed Ghaffari, and with that, welcome to the show, Saeed.
Thank you for having me, Holly.
Well, I'm glad you could take time out of your schedule to tell us about what you're doing. Why don't you start out by giving us a background about you and how you got into real estate investing and what you did?
Well, background starts from lending. As a matter of fact, I finished school in engineering in 1986, and I became a lender in 1987. And I was a full-time lender from 1987 through 2008 or 9. I did my very first flip in 1991. It was a success. And when the market crashed in 2008, I became a full-time investor. And ever since then, I've been flipping properties, but because of my background in lending, I do lending as well.
Great. And how many properties total, approximately, would you say you flipped?
I would say close to 100, most of them in Southern California. I've done some out of state in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, but about 80 or 90 of them in Southern California.
Wow, that's huge. You're in the same little club as me. Those of us who are serial flippers in Southern California. And listeners, he's in Anaheim Hills, which is about an hour east of Los Angeles, California.
Southeast, yeah.
Yeah, southeast from Los Angeles. So the greater Los Angeles area, in case you're wondering where he is from. Not too far from me, maybe half an hour, 45 minute drive. It's fun when I interview local people.
Depends on traffic.
All over the world, yeah. Yeah. Interviewed someone from Belize a couple of weeks ago, so you just never know who I'm going to find. So Saeed, why don't you tell us about your first deal? I think it was an interesting one.
Yeah, the very first deal I ever did, Holly, was, as I said, about 1990 or 1991, an escrow officer referred it to me, a gentleman who wanted to refinance his house. He had some problems with SBI, and I couldn't get the refinance done because of his legal issues, and the property was just about to go on sale with the government. But I was lucky enough to get a hold of the agent handling his case, and they gave me the go-ahead to buy it. So before we hit the auction, I was the only one who bought it. The property is 673 Silva Street in Long Beach. And I bought that property against everybody's advice not to buy it because it was a bad property, bad area, legal mess. I did it and I held it for about 3 months. After all, I made about 400% ROI on my investment annualized. I made 100% return on my money within 3 months. And then that became, you know, a starting point for me. But again, lending was very strong throughout those years. I did flipping on the side, but when the market crashed in 2008, I started a radio program in 2009. I raised a couple of million dollars of other people's money. I put some of my own money into it, and I became a full-time real estate investor, buying properties on trustee sales and from local realtors.
Wow, that's awesome. And I love that this first deal, you bought through networking efforts. I'm a huge believer and proponent of networking. That's how I've bought all of my houses besides the trustee sale. We did 100 or so at the courthouse steps.
Right.
But after that, the next 120 have all been through networking, mostly with realtors, sometimes wholesalers. And in this case, it was an escrow officer.
That's correct.
So it just shows you that building relationships and making friends can pay big dividends, big rewards, or I should say pay big capital gains.
Right, 100%.
Yeah. So I love that you're a networker like me. It's not for everybody. Some people prefer to shoot out the marketing and the postcards and pay-per-click ads, but definitely people like you and me would rather pick up the phone.
Absolutely. I love people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, obviously you love people because it led you into what you're doing today, but why don't you tell us about a little bit more of your flipping experiences before we get over into what you're doing now.
I would love to do so. When I started flipping on a full-time basis, I was introduced to a group of people who were trying to raise money and do flipping. And because of my radio program, they wanted me to help them raise money. Although the people were fine individuals and I trusted them, but I wasn't comfortable raising money and handing it over to somebody else and put my name on it. So as a result, I started doing it on my own. I put a team together. So we bought about, from 2010 through 2012, 13, about 60 to 70 properties in the trustee sales, most of them in Riverside County. As you know, a lot of them are sight unseen. We don't get to see the inside. We had drivers who drove the properties. There's always risk involved with this, but if you do your work properly, you can mitigate the risk. And I don't think I have lost money on probably maybe a deal or two and very minimal, and everything else was always profitable. I do recall one property that I bought in Paris, in Riverside County. I bought it for about $57,000. And after I bought it, I saw the property and I recognized what a mess it is. The local realtors told me that, you're not gonna make your money. And we were just basically accepting the loss on it. So it was supposed to be a loss. So what I did, I think outside the box. I went to the city and I figured out if I could convert this into a commercial zone. And they said, yes, you could. And before doing so, we just advertised it as a commercial property with the potential to do a rezoning on the property. That property sold for $135,000 without us putting more than $10,000 to clean it up.
That is brilliant. I love that. So
it was one of the most profitable things that flips that I ever did with a property that everybody thought is going to be a loss.
That is amazing. I love how you thought outside the box and you went and met with the city and came up with a plan and saw a vision for a different use of the land. They call that highest and best use when you're
right.
Highest and best use was not as a home or being flipped, home being flipped. It's funny hearing you talk about this because I bet we were bidding against each other because we flipped houses in Paris, spelled P-E-R-R-I-S, California. Right. Not the glamorous Paris with the Eiffel Tower. No, but Paris, it's not so glamorous. Yeah, but yeah, we were probably competing. We'll have to compare notes at the end of the show. We might know some of the same people. That's fun. So, well, that was a really, really good deal then. I'm excited to hear about that. Do you have another one that you can think of offhand?
Yeah, I have another property that we bought. I guess there was like a terror warning or something.
Oh, okay.
Everybody split and my guy remained there and there was nobody else to bid on a property. So he bid a penny over the asking price. We picked up the property and that property was in DHS, Desert Hot Spring.
Oh, yes. I know that place well.
Don't know the street number, but the street address was Verbena.
Okay.
And that turned out to be a really good profitable investment too because nobody else was there to bet on it.
Yeah, we did quite a few in Desert Hot Springs. I have memories of the house having bullet holes in it and another house, we had a house sitter in it watching the house because we'd installed air conditioning in it and our house sitter left to walk to the 7-Eleven because he didn't have a car and came back, probably wasn't gone 20 minutes and the air conditioning condenser was stolen in that like 20 minutes. That is a rough neighborhood. So yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
And I was about to share with you another story in DHS. We had a property already fixed up, ready to sell. It was in escrow and the buyer was going through his final walkthrough. And right as he's crossing to go through our property, a bullet crosses his windshield. And he backs out.
Yeah.
And obviously he didn't buy that property, but that property is still sold with profit.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I mean, people got to live there. I mean, Desert Hot Springs, I used to say that is the city where people are either in jail or coming in and out of jail because I had some rentals there and the tenants would be like, oh yeah, well, my mom's in jail again, or she got picked up. Yeah, it is just scary. So
Yeah.
Rough areas. You gotta know what you're doing. That's for sure. But any state, any city, you know.
But I don't mind that because there's more margin in those areas. There's less competition, right?
Yeah.
As long as you have a system in place, you have the crew to handle it. You are about to make more money on, you know, the more problem you have, the more money. I mean, we are here to solve problems. You make money based on our ability to solve people's problems.
Yeah, that is for sure. And you just got a budget in there, potential for theft and vandalism and all of that.
Delays and mishaps.
We had to replace the air conditioner 3 times before close of escrow. We're finally like, somebody stand next to it until escrow closes because we don't want to replace it again. So, yeah. Okay, well, why don't you, let's switch over to hearing about your new platform, moreandmorenetwork.com. What inspired you to create it and tell us about that?
Well, that's a great topic. It's my passion. I love it. I do believe in networking. I do believe in synergy. And I've always wanted to bring the entire real estate industry together. Investors, realtors, lenders, affiliates, buyers, sellers, everybody. So I've created this network, moreandmorenetwork.com. The company's name is Money, Real Estate, and More. And the vision is for everyone to network on it for free. People say, how do you make your money? We do have advertisers that are trying to advertise their products and sell them to our audience. But anyone who's looking for a vetted vendor, if looking for lender, investors, anybody, you could find them on our network free. The social features of it, anybody who is there, they can post their events on our calendar. They can post their videos, their articles, any content that they may have. They can create a network of their own and send friend requests to the members. And there's a lot of features that I can't even explain it to you right now, but those are just examples of the things that you can do. And everything is for free.
Wow. So what is the goal or the objective of the platform?
Again, the objective is to bring a network of people and bring discounts and bring to the people who use those services. The vision is to make a real estate an enjoyable career and endeavor at low cost to anybody who becomes a member there.
Okay. So you've got lenders there, you've got realtors, anybody that's doing anything related to real estate investing would find networking opportunities there. So what areas does it serve?
It's nationwide. Anybody could join a member, join the platform, become a member, and network with people that are in there, promote their products. We have, as I mentioned, lenders, escrow, title people. We have marketing, we have coaches. All kinds, anything that has something to do with real estate, you know, they could become a member and benefit from being a member.
Very interesting. So do you have any stories about people that you've interacted with there as far as any success stories or anything going on with people that are on the platform?
Considering that our platform is fairly new, we just, started working on it. It's been probably live for about 6 months or so.
Okay.
About 230 members. I know that the members that are, you know, in the platform are getting business from myself and my investors. We have about 15 people that are invested in our company. Most of them are realtors and lenders, and we have 3 or 4 people that are technology people. So
okay.
My lenders and my realtors are giving the business to the members of the platform.
Great.
Yeah. So we're trying to promote that and, again, bring everybody in it for free.
I love it. That's really neat. I think that's a great service that you're providing and should be really valuable for people who are in the real estate investing industry. So definitely, guys, you need to go check that out, moreandmorenetwork.com. And Saeed, how would people reach you? Is it just through the website or would you like to give out an email address?
They can reach me through the website. And if they become a member, send me a friend request at Saeed, S-A-E-E-D, or they can send me an email at Saeed at moreandmorenetwork.com. They can always call me at my cell phone. It's 714-469-5529. I'm an old-fashioned, old-school guy. I love to talk to people. I love chatting. I still communicate more with phone than text and email.
And we'll have that in our show notes, guys, as well. If you didn't catch that, you can catch the show notes at hardhatholly.com/123. This is show number 123. So that's hardhatholly.com/123. And you can also get the notes and any notifications of future podcast publications, which happens about once a week. I'll shoot you a text. You would just text to the number 38470. That's 38470. Text hard hat, all one word with no spaces, to 38470. And I will send you weekly notifications of our latest podcast publication, as well as any free downloads, show notes, and all of that. So yeah, so Saeed, as we're getting ready to sign off here, what advice would you have for people who are interested in real estate investing? It could be flipping or rental holds or anything. What advice would you give to people?
My advice to people that are getting into it is to learn from people like yourself and people that have, you know, experience in the business, instead of paying those thousands of dollars to gurus that claim to be, you know, trainers and gurus. And I know some who've been paying so much money without getting the value for it. Mm-hmm. I would always advise them, hey, network with people like Holly, myself, who've done it a few times, learn from them, co-invest with them, you know, become an intern for them. And basically that's the best way to learn it. Get down and dirty in the ditches and get started.
I love it. Good advice. I love that. Just find someone that has done what you want to do. Learn from them. Seek out a mentor. Really good advice.
Yeah. Aside from that, I do believe in synergy. I do believe in networking. And on my platform, I do have this statement that real estate success in real estate is not about what you know or who you know. It's about what you know, who you know, and integrating the two, applying it to your everyday life. And it's all about numbers game. The more you do it, the easier it gets.
That's true. Very well said. Well, with that, thank you so much for your time today, Saeed. This has been great to hear your success stories. And I think it's wonderful that you've created this network. I can't wait to go sign up myself. So I'll be on there. Listeners, you can go find me on there as well. I'm excited to network with people on another platform. It sounds really beneficial. So listeners, your action step today is to go to moreandmorenetwork.com. Go sign up and network with people on this great new platform. Get out there, take some action, and I'm wishing you huge profits and success.
Thanks for listening today. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show. And let us know in your review what you'd like to hear more of. For the show notes and free downloads for this episode and all others, go to hardhatholly.com.